Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We got an update, and there's a lot going on in the Middle East that you're not hearing about on major news. But before we get into some of that, I just wanted to run through a little bit. Remember, this is Psalm 2, and we got Larry on, and break in anywhere you want, Larry. Psalm 2 implies that all of this is just a staged war, and the whole object is to bring in Antichrist and remove God from the planet. And that's basically what all of this is about. And remember Albert Pike and the three world wars. It appears now it's going hot. And what's interesting is tomorrow, which will be the 31st, will be exactly 11 days from the Feast of Trumpets on 9/11/2018. Now, the background behind this is kind of interesting. I'm going to go through it real quick. Assad signs an agreement or a treaty with Iran to rebuild their military assets and their bases. And if I was Netanyahu or any leader over there, military, that would be a sign to me that Israel's going to have to attack. Because remember, they said that Iran has to remove all its forces from Israel or from Syria. Remember also Wesley Clark, who was a commanding general of NATO, said that he was told by deep state that they were going to topple seven nations in the Middle East. And, of course, you got the people in the Middle East who obviously are not stupid, and they know about all this, particularly Russia. So the other thing I wanted to mention is tariffs and sanctions. If you remember back in World War II, we had sanctions against Japan that were so heavy that it forced Japan to go to war. Who do we have sanctions with right now? China, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, all under sanctions by Trump, and all of them now are joining forces militarily. This is very, very interesting. And the USA military base, according to Israeli News Now, has just set up a SAMS missile defense system. And there, that base is located near the Syrian-Lebanon border. Another sign, of course, along with massive U.S. military assets, all moving into position finish out this defense, I guess you could call it, of Idlib, and that brings Turkey into it, it brings Russia into it, and it brings Iran into it right away. Don't forget North Korea. North Korea said they were now fully ready for war, and there was a recent headline, North Korea mapping specific plans for a devastating EMP over the United States. And the president has urged to create special commissions similar to the Manhattan Project. And am I missing anything, Larry?
Well, that Idlib that they're talking about, where this thing seems to be going to clash, is actually, it's in Syria, but it's near the Iraqi and Jordanian border is where it's at.
Yes.
And the thing is there appears we've got forces moving in there. And, of course, you mentioned the SAM missiles, batteries that have apparently come in there. But this is the threat that Russia has been warning against all along, that because Russia and, you know, all the cohorts with it are about to make a move on the so-called U.S.-led rebel forces in Syria. and remove them completely. It's a big attack planned, and the U.S. is trying to preempt that or stop that. And Russia's moving incredible forces in the Middle East and other places too.
Yeah, the latest from Hal Turner's site, Syria on Knife's Edge, USS Ross on station in the Mediterranean may be the sacrificial lamb to kick off the war. It says USS Ross has arrived on station in the eastern Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Syria. Speculation that the U.S., U.K., and France are building forces in preparation to attack Syria is rampant, but several new twists to the story have now taken place. For instance, Turkish troops in heavy armor have begun entering Idlib province in Syria. This is the first time that the Turkish army has entered that area, and the decision to do so is raising all sorts of questions. Another troubling twist is that the USS Ross seems to be all alone, facing off against 17 Russian fleet vessels also in the Mediterranean off the coast of Syria. So speculation is now saying the USS Ross maybe have been sent there intentionally to sacrifice it to the Russian fleet as a pretext for the war. Then he goes back a little bit into the history. Russia says its diplomats in Washington formally reached out to U.S. officials and have briefed them on the impending plan by al-Qaeda insurgents in Idlib to stage a false flag chemical attack in order to provoke a Western military attack on Damascus. This week, Moscow has claimed to be in possession of firm intelligence, and it says shows armed groups in Idlib, I don't know how you pronounce that, are transporting chemicals to area sites in preparation for the coming Syrian army and Russian offensive. According to RT News, it appears that the State Department has confirmed that the rare meeting took place between the Syrian army and Russian generals, I guess. And Russian ambassador in Washington confirmed to the media on Wednesday he had met with U.S. special representatives to Syria, James Jeffrey, and David M. Satterfield, acting Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs. The attendees of this rare meeting and the fact that it had taken place earlier this week was revealed by the U.S. Department during a daily briefing. Anyway, it appears that this thing is, we're going to war. That's what it appears like. What do you think? I mean, with Turkish forces moving in, armaments and troops, we're reinforcing our stuff. Russia's pouring in stuff. I mean, how can this be anything but a huge conflict and World War III?
Well, what
have you got?
What I was going to say is, what's so interesting is the fact that the Turkish troops, you wonder who they're there for. And, of course, you know Erdogan has been meeting with Putin in special meetings.
Yep.
And Turkey is one of the recipients of the so-called sanctions by the deep state. And if you remind me.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I do now. Hello? Uh-oh, seems like, you know, when we get on these things, it seems like we lose. Yeah, he's offline. He's dropped off. I'll wait and see if he calls back. But anyway, let me get back to this while we're waiting. It seems like they might possibly sacrifice this. Intelligence that Russia has gathered has been shared with the United States. The diplomats were told in detail about the provocation against civilians being prepared by al-Nusra Front, now known as, I can't even pronounce it, something Hashem, in northwestern province of Idlib. The Russian Defense Ministry reported earlier that they were plotting a chemical attack. So there's no question we're probably going to war here. Okay, I got to bring Larry back on. Okay, you there, Larry?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yep, got you now. Guy, go ahead.
Okay, what I was referring to was the fact that I know we're running out of time, that Turkey is there, and we know that Turkey has been focused by the sanctions, and I would assume Turkey's probably there actually for Russia.
Yes.
And what's so interesting, because we are running out of time, is the fact that a lot of this, while it seems to be going hot there, not in American news, by the way, this is all Middle East and other news around the world, because we have the smokescreen of John McCain operating in America right now. But there's a lot of forces moving even in Russia.
Yes. Yeah, they're going heading towards a NATO border, and they're moving down south. So there's no question. I think they're all coming together. And with North Korea, you know, they had that delay, and I remember Kim saying, well, we're ready now. We've got everything we need. And that delay helped them finish off whatever they were doing. And don't forget the excuse me, satellites that could well be EMP weapons. And remember, the Bible talks about Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, get thee into darkness. Get thee silent, O daughter of Babylon, get thee into darkness. That would mean an EMP attack that would really do some damage to the United States. So this is all heading towards war, and I guess, Larry, we'd have to say it's right on time for what we've been talking about now since the star sign on 9/23. And then we had that solar eclipse or lunar eclipse, the red moon over Jerusalem on July 27th. What else you got?
Well, I was just going to mention that while we're consumed in America with, you know, smoke screens, and we focus, the only thing American news focuses on is the fact that there's a massive Russian-Chinese nuclear drill operating in the east. Well, guess what? What's so interesting, if true, photographs have came out showing train after train of Chinese tanks leaving China, going west into Russia.
Russia.
And at the same time, photographs of Russian tanks going west in Russia, and that's not east. What is west of Russia? That's Ukraine and NATO countries.
Yep, and I think this is all part of that Vostok 2018. It's a smokescreen for what they're really doing. And remember, folks, that a lot of these so-called exercises, they go live. We've had that happen in the United States, like 9/11 was an exercise that went live, and it happens over and over again. So this looks like some kind of a false flag is coming, possibly even here in the United States. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think we should be really concerned, because right now is an incredible time for a false flag right here in the U.S., as Trump is beginning now to gain a foothold as far as evidence is concerned, showing the absolute government coup against him. And at the same time, you know, I sent you a Israeli News Live report out of the Middle East, and they're saying the Middle East, the information is they're about to go hot.
Yeah, I would watch very closely this weekend, folks, Labor Day weekend. Be a perfect time for them to do a false flag against the United States. A lot of people aren't home. Most people are on the throughways, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, it's a heads up. And, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. We'll do probably an hour tomorrow and catch everybody up on what's really going on. And it may be hot by tomorrow. We just don't know. But anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, and thank you all for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow night if the Lord is willing, and we certainly hope he is. So Good night, everyone. Take care.